From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Yan-Chi Xu. U.S. News & World Report ranks MU 129th out of 312 in the National Universities category of the 2019 Best College Rankings released earlier this week. MU's ranking slid from 120th and 111th in the past 2 years, respectively. 10 years ago, MU landed at number 85. As the Columbia Missourian reports, MU spokeswoman Liz McCune said in an email that college rankings can be misleading because of their methodology. MU's retention rate was 87% last fall, the second highest number in university history. In July, Chancellor Alexander Cartwright said he wanted MU to increase retention rates to 92% and raise four-year graduation rates from 46% to 50%. A rally and walk to promote action on climate change is scheduled in Columbia this Sunday. Mid-Missouri Peace Works' fourth annual 5K walk for the climate is intended to focus community attention on the issue in the run-up to the November elections. The event begins in the afternoon at 1 at the Courthouse Plaza. A candidate open mic and rally starts at 1:30. PeaceWorks invited local elected officials and candidates to speak at the event and share their views on climate change. Several have agreed to participate. Mark Heim is the director of Mid-Missouri PeaceWorks.
We've been very pleased that there are candidates who are willing to come out and share their thoughts on climate change and climate action. Unfortunately, this is an issue that often gets put on very back burner.
Co-sponsors for the event include Osage Group Sierra Club, Mizzou Energy Action Coalition, and Citizens Climate Lobby of Mid-Missouri. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions visited Kansas City yesterday to talk about reducing violent crime. KCUR's Chris Haxel reports.
Sessions spoke to about a dozen law enforcement officers inside the federal courthouse downtown. He said he's instructed U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison and prosecutors across the country to specifically target the most dangerous people in the most violent areas.
We call them the alpha criminals. Kind of criminals, if you continue to hammer, will make a neighborhood safer by their absence.
Sessions also touted the addition to the U.S. Attorney's Office of four prosecutors, as well as a $1.7 million grant to the Missouri State Highway Patrol to improve its criminal history records. I'm Chris Haxel.
Incumbent Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and her Republican challenger Josh Hawley will meet in their first debate-style matchup. The two candidates will appear today at a forum during the Missouri Press Association convention in suburban St. Louis. It is one of the nation's most closely watched races and among a handful expected to decide which party controls the Senate, where Republicans hold a 51-49 advantage. Hawley, the state's first-term attorney general, has the support of President Donald Trump, who won by 19 percentage points in 2016. Senator McCaskill mostly touts herself as a moderate who supports the president when it benefits Missouri and opposes him when it does not. I'm Yan-Chi Xu, KBIA News, Columbia.